Okay, we're on Beisham and Aleph, Lefichach. About two-thirds of the way down. Lefichach Cholahu, since we learned that from the time that the husband says that she should get ready for the Nisuin, after the Erusin, a Besula has 12 months to get ready. If the 12 months ends on Sunday, so the Chacham said you can't get married on Sunday, she has to wait till Wednesday, so that's not considered as if the deadline passed. And when the deadline passed, we learned that she already can start eating Truma, if he's a Kohen, and he has to support her. Okay. But if the deadline ended on a Sunday, so those days till Wednesday don't count as past the deadline. Lefichach, therefore the Gemara says, Cholahu, O Shechol Sahi, if somebody got sick, and because of that they were prevented from going through with the Nisuin after the at the deadline point, they're sick. O Shapirsa Nida, or she became a Nida. So, big Shaila in the Rishonim, why if she's Pirsa Nida, they can't have Nisuin? Some say it's like if she got sick. They since he can't live with her, and the whole purpose of the Nisuin is she begin living with her, they weren't mechayiv him to make the Nisuin when she's a Nida. But theoretically, if he did make the Nisuin when she's a Nida, it would help. There's a shaila of what Nisuin is, what chuppah is, which we will get to in this Masechta later. Some hold that chuppah is yichud. You can't be meyached with a woman that you never lived with when she's a nida. So therefore it's aser to make a chuppah. Okay. In additionally, the Rambam holds that chuppah's nida doesn't help at all. It's not a chuppah. It doesn't have any effect. So according to that, if she's a nida, it's obvious why you can't make the nisuin. Both it's aser and doesn't help. According to other Rishonim, chuppah is not yichud, and therefore whatever chuppah is, bringing her into his domain, putting a talus over her, right? Whatever else chuppah is can be done when she's a nida, and also other Rishonim hold that chuppah's nida is komeh, that it's effective. So then the reason over here why if she became a nida, it's not considered past the deadline, because they weren't mechayev him to make chuppah with a woman that he can't live with. So it's not necessary. He has time, he can still wait. Okay. So then, eino mala mezonos. If there was an onus, she was sick, he was sick, or she became a nida, so for some reason he couldn't make the nisuin, right? Not because he delayed. So then he doesn't have to start supporting her, and she can't start eating truma. The ika de boila mi boya. Some ask this as a question, not say it as a statement, but ask it as a question. Cholahu mahu, right? If he got sick, right? What would be the halacha? Ha some time amay mishum da onis v'hachanami ha onis. Just like if the deadline came on Sunday, where he can't make nisuin because the rabbanan said he can't, so it's not to cause of his that he's not making nisuin, something beyond his control, and therefore it's not considered past the deadline, and therefore he's not required to support her. So same thing over here. It's not he got sick. What's it called? So it's not his fault. Now, he didn't do anything on purpose to delay the wedding. It got delayed because he's sick. O Dilma, Hosom on his betakante dakinu rabbana. When is it considered not the deadline hasn't come? If the reason he can't make nisuin is because the rabbana said he can't make it, but where it's not a rabbinic takana, it's just stam and onus. Stam, something happened. Maybe there even an onus is considered that the deadline has come and he has to support her. Hachalo, but over here there's not a takana to rabbanim. It's just a natural onus. So maybe that doesn't apply. The imkim tzelomer chalahu malulam mizonos. And even if you'll say that if he got sick, then he has to begin to support her, because it's only a takana to rabbanim that that affects this onus, where he doesn't have to support her. That's considered like the deadline's not over. Kol sahimah. What if she got sick? Well, surely he's not the cause. Here, he got sick. At least he's the cause. He's not the cause on purpose, but he's the cause. What if she got sick? He's not the cause at all. It's her. Motzi omer lo anoha kanina. Can he say, look, I'm ready? Hey, you want to, what's it called, drag yourself out of bed and we'll make an nisuin. But, you know, I'm not sure. She's laid up in the hospital with four broken legs or whatever, and she can't drag herself out of bed. Right, so he can say, look, I'm ready, you're the one who's holding things up. Or she can say, it's not me that's holding up this wedding, it's you. Because a woman is considered the field of her husband. And it's his mazel that caused her to get sick, not hers. Nishtafchasadeo means your field got washed away. I'm your field. And if it got washed away, it's not the field's fault, it's the person who owns the field's fault. So, you're what's it called, it's your fault still. And therefore, he has to start supporting her. The imtim tzalomer, omra lei nistafcha sadehu. And if you say that she can say, it's your mazel that caused me to be sick, and therefore the ikuv is because of you, not because of me, even though I'm the one that's sick. Pirsa nidama, what if she became a nida? So if it's in her normal time when she's supposed to become a nida, she can't blame him for it. That happens to her all the time. You can't say, well, it's your fault that I became a nida. No, she's a woman. She became a nida. That was her normal time to become a nida. Below, there she surely can't say that it's your luck that caused me to become a nida. Okay, because it's the normal time she becomes a nida all the time. So it's not something to happen unusually now to obstruct and delay the wedding. The question would be if she became a nida at an unusual time, not her regular time. Since it's not in her regular vest time, she can say, you know why I became a nida in this unusual time? Just in the time that what's it called to coincide with the time that you're supposed to marry me, because you're bad luck and it's your fault, and therefore you better start supporting me. Or no, since it's not an unusual thing that women sometimes see in a different time, that's also part of the natural occurrence, and this is not somebody's fault, and therefore she can't blame him for the unusual time of seeing her vest, because that's something that naturally happens even to without the wedding. Let's see Rashi till here. Lefichach, Rav Yosef Mesayim lo Mishmei Denafshei Umisvarei. Now Rav Yosef concludes from what the Mishnah tells us the following halach. The Omar Lefichach Choel v'lamadnu. Since we learn now that since somebody who is delayed from carrying out the wedding on the day of the 12 months finishing, even if the reason was not, if the reason was not because he is delaying, but because something beyond his control, like a takana de rabbanon that said you can't get married on Sunday, then he's not required to start supporting her. Therefore, if he got sick, it would be the same halacha. Or if she got sick, or she came in nida. That's the first way of Rav Yosef reporting what Rav Yosef said. And then some say that it was a question. Is that true or not? Does it have the same halacha or not? Ha'kamina hinini mezuma. Right? If she got sick, he can say, I'm ready to get married, it's your fault. Nistav chasadeo, or no. She can rejoin and say, it's your fault. Because I'm your field, and if something happened to me that holds back the wedding, it's not because I have bad mazel, it's because you have bad mazel. Lashon mutter sochei, something washes something away. Nishtafcha sadcha, your field was washed away. Klomer mazlecha gorim, your mazel was goring. Ki mi'ayom ani mutelis alecho lazu, because you're responsible to feed me from today on. And your mazel was goring that you can't make the nisuin. Okay. Poshit, back to the Gemara. Poshit Rabachai. Rav Achai was poshet, he clarified this shaila in the following way. He resolved the shaila. Tosus brings down that there are those that say, this is a very unusual lashon in the Gemara, poshet Rav Achai. So he says that this is a addition to the Gemara, an interpolation from the time of the Gaonim. And this is Rav Achai Gaon who wrote the Shi'ultos. And it was put into the Gemara later, that the Gemara itself finished without resolving the question. And later on, Rav Achai Gaon, Poshitle Rav Achai, he was medayik what the halacha should be, and it got put into the Gemara. Tosa says that can't be. Just first of all, we do find Lashonos like this in the regular Gemara also. The Gadifleh or whatever Tosa says, Lashonos that are strange, not only not by Amoraim or Tanoim. And secondly, it can't be Rav Achai Gaon. Because right after this, Rav Yosef answers something to Rav Achai. And Rav Achai Gaon and Rav Yosef couldn't have had any kind of conversation with each other. They were generations apart. So he says, this Rav Achai is an Amora called Rav Achai. And those who say that it's Rav Achai Gaon can't be. Okay. So Poshit Rav Achai, Higiyas Man Velo Nisu, Ochlos Mishalo, the Ochlos Bitruma, right? Lo Nosu Loktani, Elo Lo Nisu, right? It doesn't say that, what's it called? Tosa says, how can you know what it says? It says Nun Shin Alevot. You could read it Niso or Nosu, right? They didn't get married, or they didn't marry, meaning the husbands. So how do they know? Tosa said they had a Kabbalah, Zol Torah Shebal Peh, that when they taught the Mishnah, they taught it that it said Lo Nisu, the women didn't get married, not that the men didn't make the marriage, they didn't sue it. Okay, so they had a Mesorah, not that the word was different in the Mishnah with a Yud or without a Yud. It was all written without a Yud. Question is, how do you read it? The Mesorah was to read it Nisu, going on the women. Gemara says, Hechidami. So how's the case where it makes it totally in the woman? She didn't get married. Not just something happened with her. Either koma akvin inhi amei ochlos mishalov ochlos betruma. If it's talking where they didn't get married because for circumstances within their control, they delayed the wedding on purpose. So why in the world should he have to support her? She's delaying the wedding purposely. Elalav the isness. It must be that something happened beyond their control, but the woman's, it's happened to the woman. She got sick. So that's what it means. Lo nisu. They didn't get married. The women didn't get married, not to a fault of their own, but through an onus. And still, it says, what's it called? Ki hai gavna, uktani ochos mishalov. It says, even though something happened that's an onus, and it's their onus, they get supported. So you see that if she got sick, he has to support her. And she can't say, and what's it called? She can say, Nistaf Chasadeh, it's your fault. He can't say, I'm ready, let's go, get out of the hospital bed, and what's it called? We'll drag you to the chuppah. Can't say that. Ravashi said, that wasn't real, Ravashi. Right, so Ravashi answers Rav Achai. So Tosha says, how can the work of Ravashi answer Rav Achai if it's talking about Rav Achai Gon? No, I can tell you that any onus doesn't make him responsible to a theater, just like we said in the beginning. Just like if the onus was because of a takana to Rabbanan, that he can't get married on Sunday. So then it's not considered like the deadline came, and he's not required to support her. Any onus would be the same thing. If he didn't delay the wedding purposefully, something happened to him beyond his control, something happened to her, and because of circumstances beyond their control, the wedding can't go on, he is, what's it called, not required to support her. I would become akvi inhu. It's talking where the, what's it called, where the case is, where he's is required to feed her, is where he delays the wedding by circumstances that he could control. Then, If the time came and he didn't carry through the nisuin and he's delaying it, then he has to start supporting her. Ufidinhu, so why doesn't the Mishnah say that? Why doesn't the Mishnah say him lo nasu, they didn't get married? If that's the case, right, then it would imply they didn't get married. Mean he's obstructing, he's holding back the wedding, going on the man. Ufidinhu di boyle the Mishnah lo nasu. It really should have said that. That they didn't get, they didn't carry through the nisuin, the husbands. The Aidin, Tani Reisha, Bidid He, Tani Nami Shefa, Bidid He. But since the Reisha is talking about her, right, that, what's it called, we give the Basula 12 months and an Almana, so it's talking about her, what we do to her. So the Shefa also said her. She didn't get married after those 12 months. But it's not to be Medayik that it has to be something with her, not with him. Even what's it called, if it's an onus in him, he has to support her. The only time that he does have to support her is if it's what's it called, he does it on purpose, he's delaying it with circumstances that he could control. Okay, Rashi Poshet Rav Achai Hach boy masnis nitani lo nisu lo tani lo nosu l'shtama shabai l'makve. If we said lo nosu, it means that the husbands were holding it back. Lonisu means that the delay is somehow because of the woman. So if it's because of the woman and on purpose, of course she doesn't have to support it. Elamai means a delay is because of an onus, and still he has to, what's it called, he has to support it. Elalonisu hain lebailim, they didn't get married to the husbands. Cholah akava binashim, the delay is attributed to the woman. The Ivy Tanuration BDD, the Mara says, no, it's no Raya. Really, it should have said Nosu. The reason it said Nisu is to be parallel and consistent with the Ratio. The Ivy Tanuration BDD, Nosin the Basula, Shemos or Chodesh, Lamon, Shlom Shiyam, talking about her. So the Seif also, to be consistent, talks about her. But it's not Dafka. If there's any delay that is not him delaying on purpose, then he doesn't have to support her. Just like the delay is because the Rabbanan said he can't get married to her. Okay. Omar Rava, Ule'inyin gitten ain't okay. Even though we said that an onus is not considered non-compliance, right? And therefore, if an onus happened, that is not, doesn't make it as if the time, the deadline is finished. And because of that, he doesn't have to support her, right? But when by a get, this isn't the case. See, Rashi explains that they're doing it twice. The Indian get ain't okay. Alafichach koi. It's going back on, therefore, if an onus happened. Right, the way the Gemara said in the beginning, and the way Rav Achai wanted to be poshet, that if an onus happened, right, no matter if it's him who has the onus or her that has the onus, or it's a takana de rabbanan, surely, and they can't get married, that's not considered as if the deadline came. That's an exception, and therefore he doesn't have to support her. Okay. Yashmein and Shem Akavas Haonis Potrosu Min Hamizonos. If the delay is because of an onus, he still remains potter from supporting her. Linyin gitten ain't tainus onus moelis. When it comes to a get, claiming that this is not my fault will not help. And the Gemara doesn't give the cases. For instance, im nosin get li yishto amanas im lo ovo azman ploni. For instance, the Gemara is going to say this case. A person gave his wife a get. He said this get will only take effect if I don't come back within the next 30 days. If I come back within the next 30 days, no get. If I don't come back within the next 30 days, then it is a get. Okay? The nanas, the low bar. And he wanted to come back, but something happened, and he couldn't come back. He got sick. So, is his not coming back because of an onus considered not coming back? Or no? That, like, the time freezes, and since he couldn't come back, not to any fault of his own, that's not called not coming back. Not coming back means I could have come back and I didn't. But if something prevented me from coming back, that's not called, I didn't come back. So the get is, what's it called, is not a get. Because what I said is, if I do not come back within 30 days, right, the get will be a get. But here, it's not that I didn't come back, I couldn't come back. Something happened to me that prevented me from coming back, that doesn't count. So that does not, that's no time. He can't say that, well, an onus stopped me, that's not called not coming back. No, an onus by getting has no effect. In that situation, if he got sick, or something prevented him against his control, not in his control, not to come back, that's no time. And he didn't come back. We don't care why he didn't come back. The get is a get. Okay. So the Gemara says, Alma, Kesovar, Rava, ain't onus begitten. Rava holds, the bottom line of this is that the time of onus by begitten doesn't have any effect. Right? If you made a condition, and the condition wasn't fulfilled, because, or the condition was fulfilled, even through an onus, that's considered that doesn't affect the compliance with the condition. Minole l'Ravaha, where did Rava know this from? Ilema mehodisnan, he learned it from the following Mishnah. Hareza gitechim lo bossi mikan viachne masar chodesh. Person gave his wife a get, and he said, "This is your get. In case I don't come back within 12 months, it should be a get at the end of the 12 months." The guy died within 12 months. Okay? Ain't no get. That's not a get. Now, the reason that's not a get is because he meant that the get should take place after the 12 months. If I don't come back within 12 months, then the get should take effect. But since he's dead, a dead man can't give a get. So it's impossible to give a get after you're dead. So therefore, what's it called? That's why the get didn't take effect. So that's what the Gemara says. Mesu de ain't no get. It's only because a get can't take effect after a person died that it's no good. Hachala, what happens if the guy got sick? And that's the reason he didn't come back. So now the get could take effect because he's still alive, but the question is now, is that part of his t'nai, if I don't come back within 12 months, does that mean I don't come back but I could have come back? Or even if I didn't come back because something prevented me from coming back? Like, is the onus a taina? I wouldn't want to come back, right? I would have come back. Something prevented me. That's not called that I broke the tonight. Well, that's not called that the tie was Mekuyim, that I didn't come back within 12 months. Didn't come back means I could have come back and I didn't. But if I couldn't have, then that doesn't count. We see that that's what's it called. Maybe that's the case. Because why would the Gemara say, why would the Mishnah say, a case of where the guy died, tell me a bigger chiddush. Even if he got sick, it's not a get. It's what's it called? Must be that if he got sick, it is a get. Mesu they no get. Hachala hare is a get. And therefore, the onus, the fact that he says that I couldn't come back as a circumstance beyond my control, is not a taina. He didn't come back when I said he gets a get. Where it says, the dilma no, la olam eim lachala nomi ain't no get. The he gufa kamash malan, they ain't get lacharmisa. Ain't a chanami. Don't be medayik that from the Mishnah. The Mishnah could be talking, he didn't come back in any case, even if he got sick. Not only if he died. But the Mishnah wants to tell me that halacha, that ain't get lachar misa. That a get can't take effect after a person died. Even though he gave the get before he died. But if he didn't want the get to take effect, and then he died, it can't take effect after he died. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Gemara says, ain't get lachar misa hatani le'resha. No, that halacha, if it just wanted to tell me, ain't get lachar misa. And it's not coming to tell me Tafka, he died, and not if he got sick, but he wanted to tell me the case where he died, to tell me that Chiddush, that I already learned from the Reish of that Mishnah. Hareza Gitech im Mesi, Hareza Gitech Micholizeh, Hareza Gitech Lachar Misa, Lo Amar Klok. The Reish of the Mishnah says Beferish. If a guy said, here's your get, it'll take effect after I die. It'll take effect after I leave this sickness, meaning that the sickness ends and I die. Right, then what's it called? It's more worthless. You can't give a get that'll take effect after you die. So therefore, that halacha ain't get lachar misa. I already know from the ratio. So the reason that the sefer used the case of death can't mean to tell me that halacha that I know already. So why did it tell me the case of death? To tell me only in the case where he died is it no good, because a get can't take effect after he died. But if he had been sick and he couldn't come back, but now the get can take effect because he's still alive, right, then the get takes effect. Because not coming back because you're sick is not a taina. You didn't come back. We don't care why you didn't come back. You didn't come back. The get, the t'nai was mekuyah. The Gemara says, no. Dilma lafuke midrabboseinu. Maybe the Sefer is coming to tell me, don't think like Rabboseinu, that in the case where the guy died, it still should be a get. Why? The Tanya, Rabboseinu, itiru alinase. The Rabbanans, the Rabboseinu. We'll see in 1 second who the Rabboseinu are. It's the Rabbi Yehuda HaNasiya, and his Beis Din is Rabboseinu. They permitted her to get married. It's a get after Misa. The case where he said, giving you this get, it should take effect after 12 months if I don't come back, and he died within the 12 months, so he obviously didn't come back. So, unless he was some famous Rebbe or whatever, but in any case, he obviously didn't come back. So, or some other person. So he died. So it's coming to tell me, no, there is a shita that holds it is effective. Not because you could have a get after death, for a different reason. Right? Why? Man Rabboseinu. Who are these Rabboseinu who permit her to get married in that case? Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel Beidina Deshoru Mishra. It's the Beis Din that permitted Goyisha oil. Originally, they didn't only prohibit Goyisha wine and Goyisha baked products and cooked products, Bishalakum and Pasakum. They also asked Goyisha oil. You have to have Shemin Yisrael, not just Pas Yisrael and Cholav Yisrael, but Shemin Yisrael. And the Maisa, they were matter that. The Zera did not, people couldn't keep to it. It didn't spread and wasn't accepted by Rove of Klal Yisrael, and therefore they were matter it. Who was that based in? Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya and his based in. And Sabar like Rabbi Yossi, and they held like Rabbi Yossi. The Omer's Mano Shoshtar Mochia Cholav. That the, since the get was written with a date, now, today's date, why in the world did they write the date if it's not going to take effect till after 12 months? So it's clear that he didn't mean the get will take place after 12 months. It means that if he didn't come back, then the get will take place from now, retroactively. He meant, I'm giving you the get now on condition that I don't come back within 12 months. But if I don't come back within 12 months, the get will take effect from now. Then, even if he dies, it helps. Because the get's not taking effect after he died. The get's taking effect retroactively from now. And now he's alive. And therefore, that's what they hold. And the other Chachomim hold no. That even though he wrote a date, if he didn't say explicitly, Me'achshav, that the get should take effect from now, he means that the get should take effect after the 12 months, and if after the 12 months he's dead, it won't take effect. Meisu de eno get. Eno get. Alma kesover, the one before. Alma kesover ain onus begitten. Ain tainus onus begitten. Right? It's claiming that its circumstances beyond your control has no effect on a get. Lekamei meforish time. And later on, the Gemara will explain why he holds like that. Ain't no get, and ain't labanim l'skukali yovim. What's the difference of the get or not? The guy's dead, right? She's obviously not married. Question is, why isn't she married? Is she not married because she was divorced before, and therefore, if he left her without children, and he has a brother, she's not chayiv in yibum, because when he died, he wasn't married to her. Or no, she wasn't divorced. So when he died, she became chayiv to yibum. That's the nafkamina. If the get took effect, she's not chayiv in yibum. And the get did take effect, she is chayiv. The get didn't take effect, she is chayiv in yibum. If the get took effect, then she's not chayiv in yibum. Meisu deino get, the holo shav yigit adyud beis chodesh. Right? If he died, it's not a get, because he said the get shouldn't take effect until after 12 months. But who meis besoch hazman? He died before that. Uman ko megarish lo mehashto. Who can a dead man can't give a get. Ein hameisu megarish. Meisu deino get. Mishum de ain get lachar misa. So we can infer from that that it's only if he died is it not a get after the 12 months, because a dead man can't give a get. But if he's still around, but he's sick, and that's the reason he didn't come back, then it would, what's it called, be a get. So you see, ain't onus begitten. Ava mishum onus achrina lo matka gita. Alma, ain't onus begitten. He so kedait de chola nami ain't o get, nisne chola v'choske neish ain't onus got him. Because if you hold that if he got sick, it also would not be a get, then tell me if he got sick it's not a get, and I'll know for sure if he died it's not a get. He goofa kamashos. Mar says no. Maybe it wanted to tell me that halach itself that ain't mis ain't get lachar misa. Kolomer hay de tana nei slav de l'diyuka di latanya. Didn't tell me to infer from that that if he got sick it would be a get. No, it's not a get whether he got sick or he died. But it wanted to tell me that if he died it's not a get because of special halacha ain't get lachar misa. Chol harisa get elash miinan he goofa they ain't get lachar misa. Vafilu below tonight, even without any condition. If the get has to take effect after Misa, it can't take effect. Go no more Lishar, he's a Gitech, Lachar Misa, Mosi, ain't no get, but Potrim and Ayotha. If the guy says the get should take place, take effect after I die, it has no effect, and he's not, she's not Potter from Yibum if he dies, and even though she has that get, it doesn't take effect. Zed Gitech and Nasi, Shchib Marash, Kosa Get Le Ishto, Be'echad Min Arasonis Halalu, a guy is dying. He writes a get to his wife, and he gives it to her with one of these expressions: "Zegitach in Macy's, my get, if I die." Oh, zegitach mecholi zeh, mishiyifso choli zeh. When I'm finished with this sickness, meaning that I die. Mashma v'hu may also choli lo amar klum. So it's meaningless because you can't have a get that takes effect after death. Shari misha sipeg and misha pasak eno b'chayim v'eno yochel agarish. So Mercer's Dilma Hadi Itzvich Seifa in Lo Bossi Lafuke Mid Rabosenu Itzvich. The Pligi Ale, the Amre, the Ain Get Lacher Misa, who? This is not a get after Misa. Since he wrote a date in the Shtar, he meant to say it'll be a get retroactively. The Kivan de Kosu begets Manksi Vaso, who Mochiach Shekach Omerla. This is what he meant. In Lo Bossi Losos Man, if I don't come back in 12 months, Yehe Get Lama Freya Meayom, it should be a get retroactively from today. Because otherwise, why do you write the date? Today's date. What's nafkamin is there? The ilo mashvegita ad shneim osar chodesh lo makasov yom ksiva saget besochav lichtov im lo basi v'rosh chodesh ploni. Again, should have written the date of the 12 months. If I don't come back by this date, then it should be again, right? But in fact, he wrote today's date, and if I don't come back in 12 months from today's date, it obviously meant that the get should take effect from today's date. Retroactively, he tiru alinase below chalitza lahid im lo bossi. They permitted her to get married without chalitza because the get did take effect. Zmano shostar mochiachalov lo lechinam nichtav zmano letolcho. It wasn't for no purpose that he wrote today's day. Im lo lahodia shemiyom haksiva v'mesira u'megarshin lo yavalos zman. It must mean that even though he didn't say it, he meant that the get should take effect retroactively. Person wants to give his son a present, he can't give a present after he's dead. So he has to write, it will take effect, but he doesn't want to give his son the present now because maybe he's afraid, maybe he'll become healthy, he doesn't want his son to have it, he wants to have it. So he said, I'm giving you this present, right, from today, retroactively, if I die. But if he says, I'm giving you the present when I die, when he's dead, he can't give any presents. And whoever yarshins is him, the other brothers or whatever, the other sons, get that their portion. The imlo kosav mehayim enum atana. Rabbi Yossi omer enum tzarchan. Rabbi Yossi says, no, if he wrote a date in the shtar, then that implies that he meant to say mihayom. Otherwise, why do you write today's date? He should have written he should have just said, whenever I die, whenever that date will be, that's when you get the present. Okay, so continue. What? Yes, honestly, so what he could have written is the following. He could have written, this get will take effect on this day, 12 months from now, if I don't come back. With that date.